This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network. Careful, the health talk show you're about to enjoy is extremely hot. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
This is a place where special, like-minded people gather each week to discuss issues and ask important questions related to our most precious possession. That's good health, right? I'm glad you decided to join us today. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. You are invited to help me help you by calling into our toll-free number and getting screened to go on the air to ask your health question. Here's the number into the show, 1-888-553-7262 or 888-55-DR-BOB. Remember, this is hour number three. If you're unable to get any of the other hours, you can go into my website and listen to the show in podcast, the full Monty, the full 3 hours at drbob.com. D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Podcast will be posted probably by Tuesday of this week. And you can go in there and hear the show or past shows. They're all there. It's free of charge for you. Coming up this hour, we've got this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Health Outrage of the Week, and the Health Mystery of the Week. Plus, we've got a health poll question on my website that we would love to get your opinion because we think your opinion matters. And this question is relevant to what's in the news and what the media is all over and what you want to know about. And that is the health of the current leading presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. So here's the question. Please vote at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Which presidential candidate do you believe is healthier, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? Drbob.com. And we'll have the results at a later date. Now, before I start talking about the health of the current leading presidential candidates, I want you to know something. I am not trying to persuade or dissuade you from voting for either one of these candidates. I don't have a horse in the race. There's no agenda here. I'm going to be talking about these two people because I've talked about past presidents on this radio show. I've talked about stars in the sporting industry, movie stars, high-profile individual as it relates to their health, not necessarily their political viewpoints. But we deserve as a nation to know about the health and fitness of the person who's going to assume commander-in-chief and president of the United States. So I've talked about presidents all the way back to Gerald Ford and Carter and Clinton and the two Bushes and Obama. And so understand that. This is not about a political thing. And we had a coin toss to see who I would start talking about first during this segment of the show. And it looks like, because we decided, our producers here, they said, all right, so let's go with heads for Trump and tail for Clinton to go first. And tails came up. So Clinton will be first. Hillary Clinton's health. And this is, again, this is commentary. It's analysis. It's my own personal opinion. You may have your own. Let's review Hillary Clinton's health from what we do know and perhaps don't know about her health. Number one, she's a non-smoker. She doesn't use tobacco smoke. And I assume that because I've never personally in the news or anywhere else seen her smoking cigarettes or read anything about her smoking cigarettes. So that's a good thing. Alcohol use, unknown. Illicit drug use, unknown. With respect to marijuana, unknown. However, if you're married to a pot smoker like former President Bill Clinton, she may be, you know, she may just might be a closet toker. But unlike Bill, Hillary may actually, she may actually inhale. You know, let's face it, she may inhale.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Of course, Bill.
These allegations are false.
You did not inhale. All right, so we go on. I digress. Hillary Clinton takes thyroid hormone. We all know that. She's reported that. A drug called Armour Thyroid for hypothyroidism, an underactive thyroid. And it appears that Hillary struggles with her weight. Perhaps her dosage is incorrect. Perhaps the flavor of thyroid medication she's on is ill-advised. Maybe she doesn't participate in the appropriate amount of exercise, or maybe she doesn't eat well. Don't know. She also is reported to take an antihistamine drug for seasonal allergies. In fact, while she was recently diagnosed, just prior to being diagnosed with the pneumonia in her lung, she was taking a drug called Clarinex, which she takes as an antihistamine. However, what you need to know about that drug is there's a lot about that drug that a lot of people don't know about, since I can take it maybe over the counter, no big deal, right? Well, it can cause dryness of the mouth, coughing, it can cause coughing, and we know she's been coughing a lot lately, sore throat, aching and pain in the muscles, it can cause diarrhea. These are the potential adverse side effects of the antihistamine Clarinex. It can cause fatigue and tiredness. And some of the more serious effects of taking this antihistamine drug, which she apparently takes for allergies, one of the potential side effects is seizures, folks. It is. And flu-like symptoms and chills and fever and swelling of the lips and the mouth. I mean, I've said this to you. Drugs are there for a reason. They can relieve some of the suffrage that we go through in life and improve the quality of our life, especially if you consider using them on a short-term basis, depending on who you are, if you can't find anything else or you're not aware of anything else, until you can say, hey, what is it that I can do that's safer and natural instead of putting this poison in my body that's riddled with all these side effects? Well, most people don't get that knowledge and information unless they listen to radio shows like this and others. Right? Or you hang out with integratively or functionally trained doctors who can teach you this stuff. And most people aren't getting that because they're getting conventional medical care, which means fix it when it breaks. Come on down when you're sick and not until. And I'll give you another drug. And if you get side effects for that, I'll give you another drug to counteract the side effects. All right, so we also know about Hillary Clinton that she takes vitamin B12. And has been taking it for a long time. And as I learned that, I thought to myself, why is Hillary Clinton taking vitamin B12? Maybe her doctor did a blood test on her. And her doctor found that she was deficient in vitamin B12. But I think, well, nah, probably not. Unless this doctor was thinking that, and I interviewed a very prominent cardiologist yesterday, a naturopathic cardiologist by the name of Dr. Decker Weiss. And he pointed out and reminded me that some people, there are many, many different forms of anemia. And you can have B vitamin deficiency anemia, as well as iron deficiency anemia and pernicious anemia, which is much more serious. But I venture to say her doctor did not take or perform the proper B12 test in order to really know what her B12 status is and monitors it. But we know that if the doctor just said, well, let's give you some B12 for fatigue, we know that some of the symptoms that somebody might say in response to needing B12 to their doctor would be, I'm fatigued, or I have depression, or I have irritability, or I have memory loss, or I have moodiness. Doctor, what do I do? And they may say, well, it sounds like you need some B12. And they prescribe or recommend vitamin B12 to Hillary Clinton. And that's benign. It's a water-soluble B vitamin. You can't get into trouble with it. You can't accumulate it. There's no adverse side effects with it. That's a good thing. She also takes Coumadin, which we talked about earlier in the show, also known as warfarin. It's a form of rat poison. In fact, that's how it was originally invented, first used as a rat poison, because it was considered too potent to be safely used in humans. But after they developed blood tests to actually measure the amount of rat poison that doctors give to patients, they were able to modify the amount that they take so that they didn't die as a result of taking this anticoagulant drug. It's a very popular. It has become a very wide. And there are newer generations of it, of course, but she's apparently taking this drug. And, of course, you take that drug as a way to prevent blood clots from going to your lungs, blood clots anywhere else in the body, venous thrombosis, heart valve problems. That's why she's, and maybe she's taking it because of the concussion that she received where she developed a blood clot. That's why she's taking the, and I talked about it on this radio show before, she's taking a rat poison in the form of Coumadin or warfarin. That's prescribed by her doctor. Now, we're going to come back, and we're going to get back into this situation. There's more here on Hillary that I have to talk about. Then we're going to move on to Donald Trump's issues as well. Plus, coming up, the health alternative of the week. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
And welcome Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. You know, you can stay in touch with us always, and if you haven't had an opportunity yet to friend me on Facebook, you're encouraged to do so, because during the week I post up articles and provide commentary on those articles, information that we just don't have enough time to squeeze into our allotted time during the weekend. So check it out at drbob.com, drbob.com. And while you're there, vote on this week's health poll question. Which presidential candidate do you believe is healthier, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? It's all there, folks, and a ton of news from around the globe that you can stay on top of as it relates to your health. We'll get back to the commentary on Hillary Clinton and the information that we've uncovered and information that I have to offer in just a little bit. But first, this week's installment of the Health Alternative of the Week. We're getting ready to go into a season soon of holidays, starting with the sugar orgy next month of Halloween, and then Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, and Hanukkah, and the New Year's Eve, and people are going to gain between 7 to 12 pounds. They're going to put that on. Here's a way to get out in front of that, folks. This week's health alternative of the week is body regimen. Body regime is a supplement that has 10 different ingredients in it. We discussed this with Valerie Hall last hour, our special guest. Valerie is a weight loss specialist and nutritional consultant and certified nutritional health professional. And she told us about body regime and how the 10 different ingredients in it help to address the underlying problems that are associated with poor weight management, including appetite and mood and metabolism. 10 different ingredients. If you had to go into a health food store and purchase the ingredients separately that's in body regime, you would spend, a couple $100, maybe $300 just to get the 10 different ingredients. Well, they figured out a way to put it all in one bottle so that it addresses the underlying reasons why people have trouble with weight management so that they can hit their weight management goals. Maybe 5, 10, 15, 25, 50, and beyond. What is going on with your health? Don't let that muffin top or muffin bottom or that pot belly or whatever it is that you're struggling with getting into your old clothes stop you from trying this. This, along with exercise and a reasonable diet, you can get to the goals if you're like most of the people who have taken body regime. And here's the toll-free number. Take advantage of this week's health alternative as well. You buy two bottles, and you get one bottle free. And they'll give you free shipping if you order today as well. This week's health alternative of the week, body regimen. Body regime at 1-800-407-3737. 800-407-3737. Ask for the free bottle with your order of two and free shipping today. This week's health alternative of the week, a way to manage your weight safely and effectively. Body regime. 1-800-407-3737. Check it out. All right, back to our conversation about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, the presidential candidate, one of two that is in the lead right now. We begin back with her history. Now, we don't know what her weight is or her height. It's just not been reported. But we know she's overweight. All you have to do is look at her. She's had a long history of deep vein thrombosis. And we don't know whether or not the Coumadin or the warfarin that she's on is taken for the associated post-concussion syndrome, the blood clot that she had in her brain, or her legs being also circulatorily challenged. However, she reports her blood pressure at 100 over 70. And as I spoke to a very renowned cardiologist yesterday, he said he doesn't believe that for 1 minute. And I don't either. I can't imagine a woman who's overweight, a woman who's under as much stress as she's under, a woman who is in her getting close to her seventh decade of life, has a blood pressure of 100 over 70. and has all these other health problems and health concerns, and she's not medicated according to anything that I've read. I have a hard time believing that. Most people do. It's all over the Twitter zone. Everybody's looking at it going, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this picture. Furthermore, I question her cholesterol and the way that it's being reported in her triglycerides. I don't see anything else either, you know, beyond that. Where's the rest of her tests? And you might recall that Hillary Clinton has been reported as having 3 CT scans not that long ago. CAT scans, folks. These are X-rays. CT scans are X-rays, a great number of X-rays. It's, you know, seeing it in a different way than a two-dimensional X-ray. And they are important as a diagnostic tool, but she's had 3 of them in the recent past. I think one of the brain, one of the lungs recently because of the pneumonia, and one of her heart area. Now, you have to understand what these are all about. These are powerful X-rays of her heart, lungs, and brain. 1 CT scan. It's an X-ray. Remember, she's had 3 of these. Will expose a person to the equivalent of about 200 to 400 chest X-rays. Or, here's another perspective to compare it to something. Or 1 CT scan is the equivalent of having 1,500 dental X-rays. That's 1,500 dental X-rays. And again, I'm not questioning the efficacy of having a CT scan in a person with pneumonia or a concussion or some heart problem at all, but 3 of them? That's what we know. How many others does she have behind that? She may be glowing in the dark and we don't even know it yet. Now, think about this. If you walked into your dental practice and your dentist said to you, Mrs. Jones, before we get started, I would like to take 4,500 X-rays of your teeth. Are you down for that? And you would run from that office if they said, take 4,500 X-rays of my teeth. What are you talking about? Well, that's the equivalent in dosage of ionizing radiation from X-rays that she's had recently with 3 CAT scans. So understand, CAT scans impart a very large amount of radiation. In fact, the effective doses from diagnostic CT scans or CAT scans is not much less than the lowest doses to have been received by some of the Japanese survivors of an atomic bomb. And you're not going to learn about that anywhere else but this radio show, because we call it like it is. And again, I'm not putting CAT scans down. They can be important diagnostic and can save people's lives because doctors will know more and be able to see more. But you got to be judicious with their usage. We are not judicious with the usage of CAT scans. I mean, children are getting CAT scans so unnecessarily today in this country and putting them at risk of future cancer as a result of these CAT scans, these CT scans. Think about what I just said, folks. That's not being reported at all. She reports also her calcium score is 0. Would you have expected this type of finding? This is the calcium buildup in her arteries. Would you have expected this finding in a person who's overweight, likely considered sedentary, from yours and my vantage point, grew up in the land of greasy foods, Arkansas, likely ate similar foods that her husband, Bill Clinton, ate because, let's face it, they're married, or at least I think, and he had advanced coronary artery disease to the point where he had to have emergency quadruple bypass surgery. And you're telling me she's got a 0 calcium score? He almost died. He had great medical care his whole time in office. I wrote about this. I've talked about it on the radio show. 2 or 3 years out of office, he's clogged up and has to have quadruple bypass surgery. Luckily, he got into a hospital. He saved his own life with it. And now she's taking Levaquin, an antibiotic for her pneumonia. All right, we'll come right back and talk about Donald Trump after this. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees.
We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Everybody's gonna make mistakes, but everybody's got a choice to make. Everybody needs a leap of faith. Where are you taking yours?
This half hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show is sponsored by Nutritional Testing Services. You can order at-home tests for mineral deficiency, toxic metals, saliva hormone tests, digestive tests, thyroid tests, and more by calling 1-800-606-8822. That's 1-800-606-8822.
And welcome back, everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. You're just tuning in to the program. We'd love for you to give us your opinion of this week's health poll question. And it goes like this. Which presidential candidate do you believe is healthier, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? Vote at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, drbob.com. We'll get back to my commentary and analysis, finishing up Hillary Clinton and moving on to Donald Trump in just a little bit, plus this week's installment of the Health Outrage of the Week. But first this, ladies and gentlemen, I have some great news for you. The company Chaminade is giving one last chance, giving you one last chance to get a free month supply of GenuCell with your order today. This is the last time to try GenuCell, absolutely risk-free. I've been talking about the most effective under-eye bag and puffiness treatment called GenuCell plant stem cell therapy for some time now. With its immediate effects, you'll see results in 12 hours, guaranteed, or you get your money back. Here's what Julie says. She's a real user from Des Moines, Iowa. She says, and I quote, "I love the product called GenuCell. I saw less puffiness and wrinkles under my eyes right away. My skin looks healthier, too. I will definitely be trying more Chaminade products." End quote. If you call right now, you'll also be one of the world's first to try their brand-new fourth-generation SOTIC 15 collagen builder, even before its official launch. It'll blow your mind, and it's absolutely free with your order of GenuCell. Take advantage of this great offer. Call this toll-free number now, 1-800-543-6596. GenuCell, and get the free container of Esotique 15, the collagen builder, the next generation, for wrinkles and other problems. 1-800-543-6596. Once GenuCell is gone, it's gone. Call now, and shipping is free as well. 1-800-543-6596 for GenuCell. 800-543-6596 for GenuCell. Time now for the health outrage of the week.
Jeez, I don't believe it. Come on. It's time for the health outrage, because it's nothing but...
Well, the outrage continues on, and we'll get into a little bit of this when I launch into the analysis and commentary of presidential candidate Donald Trump in a little bit. But this week's health outrage of the week is the unhealthy obsession we have as a nation, driven by large pharmaceutical companies and the minions who dole out their products. That would be doctors who prescribe cholesterol-lowering drugs. We have an unhealthy obsession with total cholesterol reduction, and that is derailing cardiovascular prevention, cardiovascular disorders and prevention. The medical world is only interested in statins or cholesterol-lowering drugs and the fact that they might lower cholesterol, but in doing so, they forget about inflammation. The cause of why so much cholesterol is high and why it's being measured in such a way. These issues relate to inflammation, and inflammation is the biological or biochemical trigger in the development of cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, cancer, HIV, diabetes 2, even Alzheimer's disease. A Dr. Lonis Zabatakis lecture on food lipids at the University of Limerick Department of Life Sciences said, instead of statins, this doctor advocates personal nutritional intervention based on the Mediterranean diet pyramid with the aim of increasing good healthy cholesterol called HDL and reducing inflammation through consumption of foods like fish, olive oil, fruit, vegetables, nuts, the kind of diet that I recommend, the kind of diet that I consume myself. He goes on to say the problem isn't caused by having high serum cholesterol. It doesn't matter what your cholesterol level are, as long as you have anti-inflammatory foods in your diet, once you stop inflammation, it is like constructing a huge wall against a plethora of diseases. And when you solve the inflammatory reason, and there are many of them, suddenly the cholesterol issue gets better, a lot better. So the outrage is we continue to have this obsession with total cholesterol, which is not as important as, or less important, I should say, as measuring inflammatory markers, and a arterial toxin called homocysteine, which is not measured typically. So it's only to the benefit of the drug companies who make these statin drugs, these cholesterol-lowering drugs, and it's outrageous. And that's what qualified it as the health outrage of the week. Now, one last thing about Hillary Clinton before we move on to Donald Trump. She is currently taking a drug for her pneumonia, Levaquin, which is a potent drug, and it's probably necessary because she did run her immune system down and developed a bacterial infection. But that drug, that Levaquin drug, has a lot of common side effects, a lot of potential side effects, including dizziness and tendinitis. And ruptured tendons, if you're on it long enough. She's going to be on it for 10 days, I think. That's what the what I heard in the news. So hopefully she'll get better. And we wish both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump health and wellness. And this is not talking about their health. It's in no way, shape, or form discussing an agenda that I have trying to dissuade you or persuade you to vote for either one of them. This is simply reporting and analyzing what we know and maybe not know. All right, Donald Trump is our next issue. We know he's a non-smoker, never smoked, that's a good thing, doesn't use alcohol, he reports no alcohol usage. He does not take illicit drugs and strongly recommends them, recommends against them to his children. I've seen him talk in these press releases from day one when his children could understand speech. Do not take drugs, do not smoke, and do not drink alcohol. That is a great message. A great message. But then when he gets on Dr. Oz and he talks about, and Dr. Oz says, well, why do you eat fast foods? Because we've seen him eating fast foods. Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, Mickey D's. I interviewed a cardiologist the other day and he said, well, he does that because he wants to relate to the average person on the street who's eating all that junk. Maybe so, but because we all know he can afford to have chefs on staff all the time. But he said he eats fast foods because he knows what's in it. And then Dr. Oz says, well, how about exercise, Donald? Do you get plenty of exercise? Yeah. He goes, I give these lectures. I stand up there and I sweat. I move my arms around. I golf. That's my exercise. Not enough, folks. Not enough exercise. We also know Donald Trump, candidate for presidency, is taking a cholesterol-lowering drug by the name of Crestor. I want to tell you more about this drug, Crestor, and what are the potential risks of taking this drug. It is not a good drug, in my opinion, and I'll explain why and what I think Mr. Trump ought to be doing to look at his health in a deeper way. In just a little bit, as we continue the armchair quarterbacking on the presidential candidates. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
In the battle for healthy weight management, don't fight your body, equip it with Body Regime. End the roller coaster ride once and for all and work with your body to achieve long-lasting results. Body Regime understands that various systems in your body are involved in reaching your ideal weight. Healthy weight management involves your mind and mood as much as your digestive system and metabolism. So often, weight loss supplements only concentrate on metabolism and forget the huge importance of the other key areas. We don't. Starting with a wholesome, holistic approach, Body Regime has 10 key ingredients supporting metabolism, appetite, and mood to empower you to achieve your ideal weight. Discover Body Regime today for yourself and unlock the door to your success. Call 1-800-407-3737. Buy two bottles of Body Regime, get a third for free. 800-407-3737. Operators available 24 hours a day or go online to bodyregime.com. You'll be glad you did. Shipping and handling in U.S. is free. 1-800-407-3737.
It is simple math. The more hair you have on your comb or brush means the less hair you have on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep getting thinner or falling out anymore thanks to Provia Serum. Provia is an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People all over this country with thinning hair and excessive hair loss are seeing the Provia difference. Provia is effective for both men and women, even with colored hair. Say goodbye to those fly away hairs blowing in the wind and say hello to a fuller, thicker head of hair. Provia works or you get your money back. Order now and get the incredible super concentrate for faster, more noticeable results absolutely free. Call toll free 800-525-6916. 800-525-6916. Provia 1-800-525-6916. That's Provia, guaranteed to work, 800-525-6916. High blood pressure is the silent killer that terrorizes one in four Americans. Experts recommend high blood pressure prevention to prevent critical damage to major organs like the heart, brain, kidneys, and eyes. Do you have high blood pressure? Are you tired of the side effects of prescription blood pressure drugs? Try PressaSure, the safe, effective, natural remedy for high blood pressure with no adverse side effects. PressaSure is the number one selling all-natural product in Asia, recommended by thousands of hospitals. PressaSure begins regulating blood pressure immediately. Do what thousands do for high blood pressure. Take PressaSure. Call 1-888-686-3683. That's 1-888-686-3683 or go to PressaSure.com. Mention this show and you'll receive three bottles of PressaSure for the price of two. That's right. Get one bottle absolutely free. Call 1-888-686-3683. Call right now and you'll also receive a free bottle of multivitamins with the special. That's
888-686-3683. I must stay conscious. Through the madness and chaos. So I call on my angel.
Join Dr. Bob on Facebook today. Friend him at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
And welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. If you're just tuning into the program, you've missed about 2 hours and 45 minutes of health information and talk. We invite you to tune in earlier next week. And if you missed any of the show, you can also hear it in podcast. About Tuesday, it'll be posted up on my site at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. If you're there, vote on this week's health poll question. Which presidential candidate do you believe is healthier? Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? All there at drbob.com. And like me on Facebook or friend me on Facebook there as well. All right, back to Donald Trump. We've covered Clinton already. We know that Donald Trump is taking a cholesterol-lowering drug. That's what he reports, called Crestor. Now, Crestor is a very problematic statin drug. I've interviewed doctors on this before. And you got to know, first of all, that half of all cardiac deaths in America occur in people with normal cholesterol, folks. And the takeaway is there's no guarantee that taking a cholesterol drug of any type will prevent having a heart attack. No guarantee, even though, of course, statistics will tell you otherwise. Additionally, the typical side effects of taking this particular drug called Crestor include a whole long list, from muscle pain and all cholesterol-lowering drugs. We've talked about it here on the show. Memory loss, muscle damage, renal problems, kidney problems, nerve damage, cataracts, fatigue, hostility, depression, liver disorders. The list goes on. And this Crestor, it's a potent form of statin drug that the FDA, they've been reporting this at a much higher rate, of problems, serious side effects with this cholesterol-lowering drug than any other cholesterol-lowering drug, such as Lipitor or Zocor. In fact, deaths from Crestor have been reported at a higher rate. And these findings made headlines, but problems with Crestor, in my mind, is no surprise. Now, when you think about Donald Trump, I didn't, you know, he pulls out his lab report on the Oz show, but I didn't hear anything about inflammatory markers. Does his doctor even run them? What are they? His CRP, a C-reactive protein test, his homocysteine, measuring a arterial toxin. I wonder if they were even run. And if they were, what are they? We're not getting the whole picture here. He also apparently takes low-dose aspirin, you know, without any reported prior history of a cardiovascular event. Now, I have talked on this subject before. A study involving 14,000 people between the ages of 60 and 85, which he fits right into the middle of that almost, found no major differences in heart-related deaths or non-fatal heart attacks or strokes between people who took aspirin and those who didn't. And this was published in the American Medical Association. So the takeaway is, why is he taking aspirin when he hasn't had a heart attack? When he hasn't had a heart attack? Because you'll bleed every time you take an aspirin. You bleed in your stomach. He reports being 6'3 at 236. I look at him on television, which may make you a little bit heavier. He looks heavier than that. I would love to see a scale. He reports his blood pressure at 116 over 70. And I'm saying to myself, what? 116 over 70? You're kidding me. Could it be that good? She reports what? What was it? What did I tell you? 100 over 70? They had the exact same diastolic pressure reading. How can that be, folks, with people who are overweight, who are 70 or a little bit younger, who are under stress, who don't eat well, most likely, and don't exercise that much? How is that possible? Well, the answer is it's not. Don't believe it for a minute. I do not believe it. And then his cholesterol, of course, he's reporting while being medicated, his calcium score, his PSA, which is so low that it's like he doesn't even have one, which is unusual. maybe, you know, the cardiologist that I interviewed yesterday said, you know what, I think what Donald Trump really is doing is behind the scenes, he is under integrative care. He's under care. He's taking certain things to offset the stress that that guy is obviously under, and eating a good diet, he just shows eating junk food so he can relate to the common man, because everybody knows he's a billionaire and can afford to have a staff of 100 chefs running around behind him feeding him food, good food. He just wants to relate to the common man. That's a right point. I think he's right on. His father died at age 93 of Alzheimer's, so he's got Mercedes genes, at least on the dad's side. He hates eating breakfast. He loathes eating during the morning. So this guy eats 3 meals a night, probably. And when you eat late at night, then you try to sleep, and he doesn't sleep much, but 3 or 4 hours a night, no wonder he's struggling with his weight. He's not moving around enough. He's eating before he goes to bed. He doesn't sleep enough. High-stress job, which he says he likes, but, hey, stuff gets to you. So there's just some commentary there. And the reason I provided it is because you, the consumer, want to know. The media is all over this topic. And it just goes to show you how important your health is both today and in the future. And if you don't provide for yourself and take good care of yourself, what will it be like in 5 years, 10 years, or beyond? These are the kinds of things that creep up on us, ill health, and they don't happen in a vacuum. They happen because we make, you know, wrong decisions, either ill-informed or not informed at all. And that's the very reason why this radio show exists, so it can encourage you to get started as soon as possible to make those changes that you know to make that are good and on your behalf, so that you can have longevity and quality of life while you're alive. And both these presidential candidates do have their own struggles. All right, we're going to come back. And I apologize for people being on hold today. Just been really busy. We'll come back with the Health Mystery of the Week. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. This is Dr. Bob Martin. Sleeping through the night without having to urinate is normal and healthy, the way it should be. Unfortunately, some men over the age of 40 with prostate issues start urinating 2, 3, 4 or more times a night. This is abnormal. It's not healthy and it shouldn't happen. If you are getting up to urinate at night or have weak urinary stream or urgency to go while driving or sitting and feel you may soil yourself if you don't get to a bathroom fast, you need PT9. PT9 is an all-natural supplement developed by a pharmacist to help solve prostate challenges without having to resort to risky drugs or surgery. PT9 is guaranteed to work or you get your money back. Call now and order PT9 risk-free and get 3 free bottles of Heart Factors absolutely free just for trying PT9. Call toll-free 800-317-9863. That's 1-800-317-9863. PT9, 800-317-9863. 800-317-9863. Scientific research shows that more than 75% of American adults have some form of gum disease, also known as periodontal disease. This represents a ticking health time bomb. Gum disease can ravage your oral health, costing thousands of dollars to manage. Plus, it's been linked to higher risks of diabetes, heart disease, hardening of the arteries, and high blood pressure. Hi, this is Dr. Bob Martin. As a licensed board-certified physician and clinical nutritionist, I want you to know the secret of how I help protect my own health, the health of my family and patients from oral and systemic inflammation caused by gum disease. I recommend Spry Dental Defense System. Spry contains a therapeutic level of xylitol. So say goodbye to disease-generating inflammatory mouth and body germs when you use Spry. Look for Spry at finer health food stores or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Or call 877-599-5327. Toll free, 877-599-5327. That's 877-599.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Alternatives to risky prescription drugs and surgery? You found it. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show on the Better Health Network.
Yes, it is. And let me remind you that there is America's premier center for alternative medicine available to you to visit if you have some autoimmune disease or you have some chronic health problem that you're afraid to even engage conventional medicine for fear that it'll make you worse. And it often does. Or you have cancer and you failed there, or you don't want to be poisoned or treated with only three modalities, chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, and you realize there's a lot more to be found in the treatment and care of cancer. Well, that's exactly what the physicians do at Sunridge Medical Center. They see patients from all over the country, and they use scientific practices, a combination of naturopathic medicine, holistic alternative medicine, and traditional medicine. They provide a way by which to get the body's immune system working again with professional, competent, and compassionate care to their patients. Using leading-edge treatments that effectively treat the root causes of the illness and getting to your goals specifically. Call them. Find out if they think they can help you, too, at 1-800-923-7404. Sunridge Medical Center, 1-800-923-7404, or online at sunridgemedical.com. Check them out, sunridgemedical.com, or 1-800-923-7404 for Sunridge Medical Center. Time now for the health mystery of the week. They're now telling us that there's a sixth taste discovered. Scientists are looking at a sixth sense humans have based on their love of foods rich in carbohydrates. The new taste sense could lead to the discovery of a new flavor, which could easily be added to a growing list of already acquired tastes, including the five we already know about: salty, sugary, bitter, sour, and umami, which is savory foods. The research team is hoping to identify the exact receptors associated with picking up the sixth taste, and that one on the tongue being the starch or complex carbohydrate. That's the health mystery of the week. Okay, so life expectancy in the world, we suck big time. We are 53rd out of 100 nations, even though we have, the best economy, the most advanced medical care, yet we are world's life expectancy, 53rd. On the list. 53rd on the list, folks. Just beating out barely Bahrain. Help yourself out. Add 7 years to your life by investing 25 minutes a day in walking exercise. Walk for 25 minutes a day. Extend your lifespan by 7 years. How difficult is that? All right, we've run out of time. We were packed today. We hope you're back with us same time, same place next week. Make it a healthy day and a healthy week. You've been listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Be well.
This is the Dr. Bob Martin Show on the Better Health Network.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be: clean, crisp, and refreshing. see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.